Go ahead. You want to put that up here? You good? You know, I'm proud of this football team. You know, we started out 2 years ago trying to build something special. These guys fight. They work hard. They do things right. They're good guys. They're good guys off the field. Like I told them last night, it's not a surprise we are where we're at. But it's they've earned this opportunity, and we have to go take it. And I think, you know, I think we played with a lot of heart tonight. We fought. It wasn't pretty by any stretch of imagination. We still got a long way to go. But I think that this football team has a lot of character. And I'm proud of them today. Questions?
What was it like for you watching on the sideline as they, as your defense held them off about once or twice there at the end of the game?
Well, it wasn't fun, to be honest with you. But it was nerve-wracking. You know, Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's you know, the Packers have a great organization. Mike McCarthy's a hell of a coach. We were just fortunate to win tonight, but it was, you know, you felt like every call you were making was tough.
One night, or you start on Seattle game?
I probably won't be home in time to have any wine, but felt good. Felt really good. It was a little sticky. You know, the last time they did that was my first game here, and I told them they can't do it again until we win a championship. So,
did you suspect it would be Greenway, or who did you think might get it?
I didn't know. I didn't even see it. I thought it was Jarius Wright. You know, those guys throw it and then they hide. So, but it felt really good. I'm still a little sticky. So,
Mike, does any part of this feel sooner than expected, just from where you started last year and the team you inherited, all of that program building kind of stuff?
You know, when you win 11, yeah, when you win 11 games in a season, you've had a heck of a year. Did we get here faster? I don't know. I have pretty high expectations. I think we've played well throughout this football season. I don't know, maybe.
Really gassed. Did you think they had enough in them for that last drive?
I didn't know, but we had some timeouts, and I was going to use them if I needed to. You know, we had some guys banged up, so we didn't have very many guys going, and they were sucking. You know, the no-huddle offense puts a lot of pressure on you, and, you know, we were only 2 of 18 on third downs offensively today, so that hurt us. We didn't sustain enough drives, and, you know, we fumbled the ball on the kickoff right after we stop them and give them an opportunity to get back in the ball game when, you know, we could have kicked a field goal there and probably put it out of reach or something like that. So they handled the adversity is extremely well.
Mike, can you give us a sense for your emotions as you were addressing the team in the locker room?
No, you know what? I was more emotional before the game than I was after the game. I just told a lot of guys I was proud of them and I love them. And after the game, you know, it's time to bring them back down to earth a little bit. We still got more work to do.
Scoring by Mohair Lake puts you up 20-3. What did that do for you guys there?
Well, that was big. You know, it was a great rush by Everson. You know, he made a great run on it. It's just, you know, then we had to go back out defensively again, just like Brian was saying. So, but, yeah, that gave us a little breathing room. You know, it was 6-3 at halftime, I think, and, you know, it was going back and forth, and we just continued to fight.
Mike, it seemed like you're a lot more aggressive this time around, whether it was the fake punt call, the blitzing after Rodgers. I mean, what did you see in that first time, and what led to that approach this time around?
Well, we didn't come here to finish second. So, let it loose. Take our swings, and if we get knocked out, we get knocked out.
How did you evaluate Bridgewater's performance today?
Spotty. You know, the left-handed throw was, you don't even want to know what I told him on that one. But I thought he rushed things a little bit today. I thought he was getting out of pocket a little bit too much. He was, you know, there was times when he ended up running into sacks because he was moving too much. You know, he just needs to settle down and play like he's been playing. And we're going to need him to play good this, you know, as we continue forward.
Xavier Rhodes kind of got the fruits of his labor a little bit today.
Yeah, it was nice. Zave, I don't think he gave up very many catches, but it was good for him to get that interception in the end. And then I think he was part of the last ball there. I almost called timeout to get us set up, but I didn't want to give them an opportunity as well. I was looking at the clock to see if they were going to get it off or not. But Xavier did a nice job tonight.
How's Adrian?
He'll be fine.
Well, tying score there. They got a penalty. You decided to decline it. Just talk about the decision to go 2nd and 10, I suppose, the one, 1st and 20.
It was a hard one. I was talking to the official about it, whether I should take it or not, and he wouldn't help me. When you're playing a great quarterback, you have to be careful about giving them too many opportunities. And we usually play fairly good in the red zone. So I thought maybe if we had an opportunity to keep him out. But if he had one more chance, you never know with this guy. So, matter of fact, I told the official one time I told Norv at the end of the half, I said, hey, I don't want to give the ball back to this guy now, so let's, you know. And the official asked me, do you want to call timeout here? And I said, I don't want Rodgers to get the ball. So, you know, so those are things that you're thinking about as you go through.
Good.